Okay, I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay. And can I get roll call, please?
Roll call for taken, let the record show, all members are present.
Boy, you're getting good at that. And this is the time for public comment. Is there anybody on the line?
Just Gregory Harris.
Gregory Harris, I'm not going to let him talk. And then there's nobody in the room to speak of. And so public comment, but if there were, and if there happens to be somebody that's not indicated, this would be the time for you to speak to the board about anything that is not agendized. But since that doesn't appear to be the case, we're going to move on to the next item, which is to approve the minutes.
I make a motion to approve draft minutes for
and
our
I will
previous meeting.
Second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. We're going to go right down to updates. Hayes. I'm sorry, did you have a presentation?
Go right down to updates,
and I will. I know I got notes to tell them to do, but it's probably going to be Aaron. Gregory. Hey, Gregory.
He is self-muted. Okay. Gregory, can you
unmute
yourself?
Unmute yourself, buddy. One thing you'll never catch me doing. Self-muting.
There he is. Hi, Gregory. We can hear you.
Hi, Gregory. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. We have the committees here, and we're giving you the floor to discuss the diffuser project.
Okay. We have lined up all the instructors, signed all the agreements with Red Gate 100, and we're scheduling underwater resources to come out next week to do our initial dive. We've lined up costs for spare parts to fix what we got to fix. And we'll know more after our dive next week.
Sweet. What date are they doing it next week?
Do you know when they're diving next week?
I haven't committed to it, but they're doing it. So I suspect later in the week, but they're at least in the email today, they said they could do it next week.
And that's for final evaluation to tell us what we need to be able to go in and fix it, is that correct?
Yeah, so that's a preliminary dive to confirm how many pieces are broken off, how many little diffuser ports are broken off. And we know five of them were missing in the last report that we did 3 years ago. So before we order more parts, we want to get a right accurate count of what's broken off. And they're also going to dig down and try and see where they're broken off specifically and how we reattach to that location. And then that report is just the first step to making sure that, okay, it's not a disaster, we know what we're getting into, we know what we want to try to fix.
Got it.
And then on the parts that we previously purchased for the town, we were able to return all the parts with just a small restocking fee, or, you know, a restocking fee on them. So we did get our money back on the previous parts we had purchased.
So refresh my memory, Gregory. We want to take a look at what's broken off, but don't we also have a problem with a lot of sediment being actually inside the diffuser itself and how we're going to remedy that problem?
Yeah, your memory is as good as ever. So, yes, we have a problem with sediment in there. We have a plan for that. We will modify the pipe to allow our vac truck to run a hose down the center of the pipe and suck that stuff out of there. And so it isn't just that we're going to fix the ports. We're going to modify up on the bank and add a little fitting that lets us put a jet nozzle along with our vac truck hose down the pipe and jet up that muck and suck it out of there. And we're also adding a valve up on the bank per request of the Rec 800. So those two things together are giving us the ability to suck mud back out of this pipe if it happens again. And then the procedure that we use to fix a broken diffuser, if we get that worked out, we'll make it easy enough for us in the future to hire a diver to fix the diffuser and then use the back truck to back it out.
Got it. And this is going to suffice whatever codes we're having to, or what, it's going to suffice whatever state agencies that we need to need to clip, be, whatever requirements they're putting on us will be taken care of with this fix, correct?
Correct, and then we're basically trying to make it easier to maintain the pipe in the future.
Right, that's, you know, that's
we're saving like $1 million.
Huh? So, yeah, saving like $1 million, yeah, right, that's the best part.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
We're going to spend some money here, but our budget, the budget we set was $200,000 to make all these changes, and that includes all the pipe modifications on the vein, fixing the diffuser ports, do this preliminary design, and we may need to buy the longer back truck hose, you know, some stuff like that to make this come out.
Yeah, it's extensions or whatever. Whatever we need to make sure it's long enough to do its job. All I can relate it to is like a vacuum cleaner and vacuum them out in your car, right? You just put extensions on it to get to the back of the car if you need to or whatever. And there's plenty of power there to be able to make that work.
And if you're a really good detailer, you use...
Do you use duct tape around the pipe to make sure that it adapts to the different sizes, or how do you do it? That's what I would do.
They have steel quick couplings. They're clipping together.
Got it. All right. Anything else? Do you have anything else for us, Greg?
I'll have more at the next meeting, but the biggest thing we're waiting on is this preliminary dive. And it took us a while, just as you we know. Apparently, we've been going through Contra Costa County Water District's gate and driving on their property for 19 years now without an agreement. And
all of a sudden, they want an encroachment agreement, huh?
About to do it again. Now they want an agreement. So there's two public agencies involved besides us. So for whatever reason, 20 years ago, the town of Discovery Big Lock went on top of the other locks out there.
I know how that happened. I know exactly how that happened.
On it for 20 years. Now suddenly, everyone's like, "What are you doing?" When we asked for permission to do it, they're all like, "Well, we want an easement. We want some stuff." So there's two agreements floating around.
Is there any financial impact? Is there a financial impact to any of this?
$2,000 kind of stuff. You know, everyone's going to bang it for something, right? So, we're signing an agreement with REC 800 for access, and we're signing an agreement with Contra Costa Water District for access.
You know, their pipe runs right underneath our sewage plant. If they don't give us easement, we have ways of killing all the fish in Los Vaqueros Dam.
Yeah, the REC 800 agreement is done. I'm not quite sure what a Contra Costa Water District agreement is. I think it's done, but I don't know where it's signed. I haven't seen a signed copy of the Contra Costa Water Agreement yet.
But this will be in perpetuity. This was not something we have to renew every few years for a couple $1,000.
Right. We asked for an immediate agreement to go in and do the work, but we're working on a long-term agreement with Contra Costa Water District to access to their gate.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else?
Nothing else on the diffuser.
All right, let's move on to the Clipper Drive issue. Aaron?
Issue. Test. You guys hear me? Afternoon. All right, so I'm just going to give you a little bit of history on that bridge, the pipe.
Yeah.
That pipe is only about 20 years old, and it's mortar lined, ductile iron, that spans right over that bridge right there. That's not very old. Mm-hmm. So.
Does that have a warranty? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I haven't found one. So right now we're in the process of determining what would be the best material to put back with the best type of pipeline. We're working on that currently. What I believe the cause of it, we believe all the cause of it is H2S, which is the gas that corrodes it from inside out. Because where it happened on the pipe is the top part, the new part.
It looked like it blew it out.
Right. So that runs with H2S, and on the bridge itself, we have an ARV. The ARV is what releases the gas from the pipe or the air, but it's on the opposite side of where this bridge took place.
Well, you may or may not have been employed here.
I was not.
Okay, you know where I'm going with this. When the pop-off valve blew off, that
right.
ARV valve that you're talking about
yeah.
blew out, and we had the same situation. In fact, more than this, it was a bigger spill, but it was well-maintained, again, by our staff at the time. So that should be taken into consideration when you're looking at the engineering on that. We've had a problem with the same piece of pipe twice now.
We plan on putting
different kind of problem, but kind of the same.
We plan on putting two ARVs, one on each side of the bridge.
Okay.
Right now, we're trying to find the material that's going to work best in that. Spoke with Gregory.
So,
he's suggested glass infused ductile iron pipe. Timeline wise, that's about 8 weeks out to get the material.
Yeah.
Right now, I have, according to Gregory, we have a contractor who's working at Plant 2, ready to go and do that for us. I also have another company that does our local water leaks, ready to go and do that for us.
Yeah, I'm wondering if
the
fact that it's exposed pipe causes much temperature change, and that's why that might be an issue there, you know?
Maybe.
Who knows?
So
just a layman's, that's just a layman's comment.
So I reached out to Beoli to get their project team involved to see, take a look at it, give us some different ideas. What's the best type of pipe material we can put back for the long term?
So the logistics are in place with regards to how that repair is going to happen with the bypass and all that. It's just a matter of deciding what we're going to use and ordering the product and signing a contract to get it done.
Correct.
Anything else?
That's it.
Well, kudos to everybody on the
yeah.
record. Veolia, thank you for your quick response. Aaron, great job. Staff, great job in limiting the amount of of waste that was actually made its way to the Delta. It was very small. And it's because of your quick response and
yeah, Veolia was all over. They did a great job.
Yeah, and understanding that it was only really blown out when the lift station was on. I mean, it's a force main, but again, quick response time. You guys did a great job. Dina, your decisions to go in and clean up with some professional help was the right decision, just to make sure everybody was comfortable with the situation. Can't be too careful, especially with people's residences so close to that area. So good job by everybody. Anything you want to?
No, I reflect the same thing that Kevin said. Like, great job, quick response. Also knowing what else was going on that day and how crazy it was, you know, way to keep cool heads, keep the pertinent people that needed to be informed at that moment informed, going above and beyond to clean it extra, right agencies involved, doing the testing that needed to be done to make sure everybody feels comfortable. I applaud you. I think you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
How long do you think it'll be before we hear anything from the state on that? Months?
It was about 6 months to a year from the one that took place on Highway 4.
It could be next week. It could be 2 years from now.
And it all depends on what got their goat at the time. All right. Anything else do you have for us on that?
That's all I got for right now.
We don't have any idea on cost yet or anything like that because we don't know what product we're using.
Right.
Now, what are you saying? You may use Anderson for that? Is that what you're saying?
Gregory brought Anderson in. He brought in, he said they're ready to go. They can do it with the glass-lined ductile iron pipe. And I have another contractor ready to go, regardless if we use that same pipe or a different pipe as well. So there's options out there.
Got it. Okay, appreciate that.
Yep.
Anything you want to add, Anthony?
No.
Dina, do you have anything for us?
No, we don't.
Is that really that simple? I want to talk some more.
No.
Meeting adjourned.